Bobby Cohen is back, and his show is Takeover Talk. And here is Bobby Cohen.
Thank you, Doug. It's Monday, October 1st, and today is another live hour of Takeover Talk. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. Our focus will be to assist you in acquiring the most current and comprehensive information on potential public takeover targets in the U.S. capital markets. Remember, I'm just guiding you to this information. You need to do your due diligence before buying or selling any stock. M&A, which is the acronym for mergers and acquisitions, is unpredictable, and it's usually not in the best interest to acquire stocks simply because rumors are percolating. You have to like it as the standalone company as well. Okay, like I mentioned, this is another hour, another day of Takeover Talk, and I'm your host, Bobby Cohen. Well, I'd like to discuss with you a company that has been front and center over the last 6 to 8 weeks. And there was news over the weekend, and I just wanted to discuss it with you since it has been front and center. Tesla. That's right. Tesla. The symbol, T-S-L-A. The stock is $307, up $42 today. The founder, CEO, Elon Musk, and company, Tesla, reached a settlement with the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is the SEC, over the weekend. This deal with the Securities and Exchange Commission keeps Elon Musk as CEO of this electric car company. Now, this is just my opinion, what I'm about to say. My opinion. By removing this potential regulatory overhang, my words, maybe, just maybe, Tesla can be viewed again as a potential takeover target. You never know. Keep in mind, there was plenty of go private chatter on Tesla back in the first week of August 2018. Let's keep an eye on Tesla. I believe Elon Musk is a visionary. Just may need to be kept in check. He will be stepping down as chairman for 3 years, but will keep the title of CEO of Tesla. That ingredient combined, from what I believe I read, him putting on 2 independent board members could be a recipe for success and could be a recipe for a potential takeover or go private of Kessler somewhere in the future. You never know. Okay. You know what? Let me start off and discuss with you a company that I had mentioned a few weeks ago. A company that's in the restaurant space. Now, keep in mind, the restaurant space has been pretty hot in reference to M&A, which is mergers and acquisitions. The company I had mentioned a few weeks ago was Bojangles. They were mentioned if you remember a few weeks ago. The stock was trading at around $14.50. We mentioned it as a potential takeover target in the restaurant space. Well, this stock is up approximately 20% from where it closed this past Thursday. That's correct. There have been rumors that Bojangles, the biscuit and chicken restaurant chain based out of North Carolina, could get gobbled up by a much larger restaurant chain and or private equity company. That's the reason why I believe Bojangles has had a tremendous bid to it over the last 24 to 48 hours. I also read this morning that the investment firm Cowen & Company, a boutique investment bank, said Bojangles could be worth up to $24 a share as a takeover target. The stock is currently trading just under 17. I did the simple math. That would be approximately a 50% premium to where it's currently trading now. Wow. Again, no guarantees, never any guarantees. But I had mentioned that you should put Bojangles a few weeks ago on your radar screen. Continue to put that front and center on your screen. Comb the web, as I do, and try to find the most current and comprehensive information. I try to do that for all my listeners. Talking about my listeners, please call in and talk to me. My dial-in number is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. That's the call-in number. Call in and speak to me, Bobby Cohen, right now, the host of Takeover Talk. Please, to all my listeners, my number one job is to help you identify potential takeover targets. As you see, takeovers are alive and well. And as I always say many times during the day on Mondays, it's an honor to serve my listeners. Let's follow potential takeovers. It doesn't get any better than this. The first company I'd like to discuss with you today, a company called Insmed. The symbol, Ida, Nancy, Sam, Mary, INSM. Stock is currently trading at $16.70. The 52-week high is $34. The 52-week low, which I believe it may have hit today, is $16.51. It's a biotechnology company. And this past Friday, which was September 28th, Insmed, the news headline was, treatment, resistant lung disease drug gets FDA approval. This drug targets adults with treatment-resistant non-tuberculosis mycobacterial lung disease caused by exposure to a specific group of bacteria. Wow, that was a mouthful. In a recent Reuters article, it is stated that the company's drug fits well with several lung disease developers' pipeline, making Insmed a likely acquisition target, according to analysts. Even a Cowen and Company investment bank biotechnology analyst mentioned that anyone with a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, which is COPD, is the acronym franchise, would be interested in a drug like this. So I did a bit more digging on this name. I found a September 5th, 2017 article posted on a website called stockwinners.com. The headline was, Insmed seen as a potential target after inhaled antibiotic study succeeds. The article back then went on to say that after a positive phase 3 study, a Citi analyst, the investment house, the bank, Citi, argued that the positive headline data could increase the likelihood of Insmed being a viable takeover target. Again, this could be very timely considering Insmed, INSM, just received FDA approval last week. Let's put this biotechnology name on our radar screen. Do your own homework. That was Insmed, symbol INSM. Okay. As I always mention, call in. Give me a call. Talk to me. Speak to my listeners. You must have some great ideas as well. The number, the dial-in number, is 1-888-627-6008. That's 1-888-627-6008. Don't be shy. As I always mention, I get my best ideas from other people, from other places. That's why I comb the web regularly. The next company I'd like to discuss with you is called Potbury Corporation. The symbol, PBPB. That's Paul Boy. Stock is currently trading at $12.16. The 52-week high is $14.15. the 52-week low is $11.05. Potbelly engages in owning and operating sandwich restaurants. That's correct. I remembered reading a press release dated June 22nd, 2017. It was over 1 year ago. Ancora Advisors, which at the time was a 4% shareholder of Potbelly Corp, had sent a letter to the Potbelly Board of Directors, BOD, the acronym for Board of Directors, urging the board to change its strategy or sell the company. That's right, or sell the company. Three words we love to hear. Sell the company. Very interesting. So with all the M&A activity going on in the restaurant space, as I mentioned to you earlier in the show, I did some additional homework on this name. I could not find much on Potbelly, but I did find a December 1st, 2017 company press release. Quote, Potbelly appoints Alan Johnson as president and CEO. So the restaurant chain, back in December of 2017, put in a new CEO. From what I read, a seasoned restaurant veteran. The company generated press release went on to say that the board of directors and the strategic review committee remain engaged with their financial advisor, JP Morgan Securities, in evaluating a range of strategic alternatives. The article finished up by saying Potbelly remain committed to pursuing strategic options that would potentially significantly enhance shareholder value. I love that. Enhance shareholder value. That's key. Again, with all the restaurant M&A mergers and acquisition activity going on, I believe we must keep a close eye on Potbelly as a potential takeover target in the restaurant space. Yep, that space seems to be red hot. A lot of chatter going on. Lots of rumors being generated. You have to do your homework. You have to know what's real and what's Memorex. Okay? Right now, there's a lot of noise out there. You have to do your homework. Some people say it's almost like shooting fish in a barrel. Still, at the end of the day, you need to do your own homework. Okay. The next company I'd like to discuss with you is Clovis Oncology. Symbol, Charlie Larry Victor Sam. CLVS. Stock is currently trading at $29.21. Listen to this range. The 52-week high of Clovis Oncology is $86.26. And the 52-week low is $28.70. Like I mentioned, the stock is currently trading at $29.21. Clovis Oncology engages in the acquisition, development, and commercialization of anti-cancer agents. On April 11th, 2018, there was a RealMoney.com article. The writer mentioned that the oncology space will continue to see a good share of new deals at nice premiums. And one name they liked as a standalone pick, as well as a potential buyout target, you got it. Clovis Oncology. I did a bit more digging. I also found a March 15, 2018, 247wallstreet.com article that also mentioned Clovis Oncology as a potential takeover target. So I refused to stop digging for my listeners. And yes, I believe I may have hit pay dirt. I found a CNA Finance article, even though it was dated over 1 year ago. It talked about a rumor. It mentioned a takeover offer had been made by the very large pharmaceutical company, Eli Lilly and Company. Unbelievable. They said that Clovis could get taken over at a price of $110 per share by Eli Lilly, which represented an overwhelming strong premium given its then current price on the stock. This could be very exciting considering where the stock is currently trading, which is $29.20. Wow. And that rumor was a potential Eli Lilly takeover at $110. Wow. Crazy. You never know. Do your homework. Do your due diligence on Clovis Oncology. Doug, do we have a caller? Hello? Pete?
Yes, hey, Bob, it's Pete. How are you?
Hey, Pete. Wow. Well, you know, I always welcome you calling. I'm glad you remembered to call in. There were so many people that reached out for me after last week's call, and because you had mentioned that you might be doing some homework on some cannabis plays and that you may have some names and some symbols. So I'm glad you called in. Yes. Were you able to find anything, Pete?
Yeah, I have some symbols. I did some homework. I didn't do a ton of fundamental work, but I did some fundamental work. I have some symbols here to keep an eye on as the space matures. And there are a couple of small priced ones, also a couple of ones that are, you know, a lot more well known. which some of the listeners might have already heard of. Just to give you a brief rundown on some of the symbols. Aurora, which is now the talk. There's been a lot of talk and chatter only because it's going to be listed. It's either getting listed on the NASDAQ, or I believe it might even be going to the New York. I'm pretty sure it might be even going to the New York. But anyway, I think the current symbol is AC, Apple Charlie Boy, Frank Frank. That's Aurora. There's Canopy, CGC. Everybody knows TLRY, Tilray, which, you know, shot like a rocket and then came back down to Earth, but that's how these things work. There's another one, Oscar George Robert Mary Frank, that trades at $5.49. I believe Aurora Charge trades in the, like, $8 to $9 range. They had a lot of positive news on Aurora, so anybody wants to go to Yahoo Finance, they should do their homework on that. Crone, C-R-O-N, I mentioned. There's another one, Ida Mary Larry Frank Frank, probably more speculative in nature, that trades at 62 cents. But as we all know, when these stocks catch the flu, for lack of a better metaphor, they all catch the flu and they all rise in temperature. There's another one, Sam, Paul, Robert, Walter, Fred. That's at $1.68 a share. So those are a lot of the ones I've been looking at. Another interesting one has to do with the space, and which will be coming more talked about, is a company called Cannabix Technologies, okay? They have to do with a pot breathalyzer. Obviously, when people get pulled over, you can't drink and you can't smoke weed, you can't drive impaired. So it doesn't make a difference. I believe that symbol, that might be private, but there's another symbol in that space, Henry Eddie X-Ray Oscar. Mm-hmm. So I gave you there's a big list of names there that should be kept on everybody's radar or stock radar if they have it. I'll look more into it over the week. Technically, you know, Bobby, I'm a technician by nature, but I also work in fundamentals as well. One thing leads the other, but nothing's better than price, pattern, and volume. These are all sort of a little bit, you know, extended, some of them, and some of them are in a consolidation phase. So as marijuana space grows.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in with those names. And as we always know, like I tell all my listeners, the marijuana, the cannabis space is very speculative, and everyone should continue to do their own homework and their own due diligence. And a lot of these stocks have already had some tremendous moves. So people should be cognizant that some of these stocks may be inflated, but that does not mean that should not, to your point, should not be put on their radar screen as potential takeover targets as the space matures. Am I right, Pete?
Correct.
Okay, Pete. Well, Pete, I appreciate you checking in. And maybe next week you'd like to discuss, there'd be some additional news that you could discuss on the one that you've had some tremendous success with talking to our listeners, the NVAX, N-V-A-X, okay?
Yes. NVAX, by the way, it did, even after we spoke last time, that same day or the day after, it did hit 218, 219. Pull back into, which was, you know, natural, pull back into around the $1.80 range. Barring anything unforeseen, it's definitely something to keep watch of. They're supposedly looking for some tremendous results over the next 3 or 4 months, and anything can happen in between. So, where we stand.
Okay, Pete. Pete, you're all the best. I have to tell you, I know my listeners, they love when you call in. Hopefully we'll hear from you next week, okay, Pete? Thank you.
And don't forget, gold and silver. Always keep them on your radar.
You got it, Pete. Thanks again, okay? Thanks for being a regular.
You got it. Yep,
okay.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Pete. Okay, I think we have Gary. Gary, how are you?
I'm great, sir. Bobby, I just want to say great show, as usual. And just another comment in general, I think... this Trump deregulation economy has made M&A a lot more easier, and the internet makes it a lot easier to research things. It just really opened up a lot of avenues.
Oh, totally. And thank you for your good wishes, by the way, Gary. And I think you're a first-time caller, so thank you for calling, and hopefully you'll call in again. And I totally agree with you in reference to the deregulation has also given the M&A market some real tailwind, Gary. And as the economy matures here, and possibly if interest rates decide to kick up here, which I believe they're starting to, you usually see the M&A activity to really increase a bit as the economy matures at this end of the cycle. Obviously not saying that the cycle is over by any stretch, but usually M&A, mergers and acquisitions, it really starts to kick in as an economic cycle from what I read and the smart people that I speak to as the economic cycle starts to mature a bit. And I think it's safe to say, even though, to use the metaphor, the economy, it's a nine-inning game, I mean, we're probably, you know, past the rain delay already, but still gives could still give M&A a lot more run room over the next few innings. Would you agree on that, Gary?
Absolutely. And one last thing I'd also say, the lowering of the corporate tax rate has brought a lot of the overseas stocks into play, too. So that's even more out there to play with. And a lot of opportunities for people. A lot of opportunities.
Gary, I totally agree. There's been plenty of money, to your point, that has come back, to use the word repatriated. Correct, Gary? Is that the right verbiage?
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that's to your point. That's more gas in the tank for the M&A machine. Am I right, Gary?
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, Gary. Gary, I hope you call back
again.
Thank you very much for listening, okay?
All right. You keep up the good work, sir.
Thanks again, Gary. Thank you.
Take care.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you, Gary. That was Gary, first-time caller. Very good. Very good narrative. Very good observation. Giving Donald Trump his credit for what has happened and transpired since he was elected president. Look, you know what? You may not agree with everything the president does, but you have to give credit when credit is due. Okay? Okay. I'd like to go into a commercial now. Looking for a quick, personalized insurance quote? Go no further. I found one of the best insurance agents in New York State. His name is Steve Foray. He heads up the Foray Agency, located in East Islip, New York. Give him and his team a call now at 631-581-3400. That's 631-581-3400. Steve Foray, who might I add, is a very active member in his community, specializes in competitive pricing for most of your insurance needs, which includes auto insurance, homeowners insurance, renter's insurance, life insurance, and small business insurance. Again, call Steve Foray at 631-581-3400. That's 631-581-3400. Their insurance agents have been serving New York communities for two generations. Each Foray agent is licensed to help you and your family
with all your insurance needs at the 4A agency, you'll get the personalized service and professional insurance advice you are looking for. Again, look no further. Call Steve 4A now for any type of insurance quote. His number is 631-581-3400. 631-581-3400. You won't be disappointed. Just mention you heard about his agency from Bobby Cohen on Takeover Talk. Again, his number is 631-581-3400. 631-581-3400. Call Steve today. He's waiting for your call. That's the 4A agency. Give him a call today. Thank you. Okay. Well, now you can give me a call. Call me at 1-888-627-6008. My call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. My number one job is to help you identify potential takeover targets. Isn't it fun when you wake up in the morning and you look in your portfolio and one of your portfolio companies just got a takeover bid? Wow. It's wild. I always say, let's follow potential takeovers, because that's what we do. That's what I do for my listeners. It doesn't get any better than this. But I always say, please remember, making money in stocks is not easy. You have to do your own homework. You have to say to yourself, do you want to be on the right side of history, or do you want to be on the wrong side of history? Also meaning, do you want to be on the right side of the trade, or do you want to be on the wrong side of the trade? Obviously, everyone's focus is to be on the right side of the trade. Give me a call. I'm your host, Bobby Cohen, 1-888-627-6008. Okay. I'd like to discuss with you another company called GoPro, symbol G. P-R-O, George Paul Robert Oscar. Stock is currently trading at $7.28. The 52-week high is $11.41. The 52-week low is $4.42. GoPro engages in manufacturing and selling camera and camera accessories. Now keep in mind, this name has been rumored as a potential takeover target for a couple years. I found an April 17th, 2018 Investor Business Daily article. The headline, GoPro jumps on possible takeover interest from Chinese firm. The article went on to say that beleaguered action camera maker GoPro had been surging from a news report that Chinese electronics firm Xiaomi might make a bid for the company. The article mentioned that GoPro could fetch up to $1 billion in a potential takeover by Xiaomi. The article finished up by saying that GoPro CEO Nick Woodman has said publicly that he's open to a deal. A little history now. Remember, GoPro went public in June 2014 at $24 a share and climbed as high as $98.47 in October of the same year. But it notched an all-time low of $4.42 on April 4th, 2018. Just crazy, crazy when I call it when gravity kicks in. Holy cow. Now, like I mentioned, the stock is currently trading at $7.28. So what did I do? I continued to comb the web and found an interesting Seeking Alpha article dated June 22nd, 2018. The article mentions that there's been speculation that GoPro, symbol GPRO, would be acquired, but have recent actions by GoPro provided an indication that a sale could be coming sooner rather than later? That was the question in the Seeking Alpha article. This article went on to quote GoPro founder and CEO again, Nick Woodman, stating, quote, "We are absolutely open to selling the company." Woodman has even stated discussions with J.P. Morgan to advise on a sale of GoPro. The Seeking Alpha article mentioned Snap, Facebook, Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Sony, Xiaomi, and Garmin as potential acquirers for GoPro. Wow. Yep, the usual suspects. Let me mention them again. Snap, Facebook, Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Sony, Xiaomi, and Garmin as potential acquirers for GoPro. I'd like to see how this plays out, but do your own homework on this name. It's low priced and speculative. Keep in mind, you should always first like a company just based on its own merits, its own fundamentals. You don't want to purchase. You don't want to purchase a company, a stock, simply because rumors are percolating. Like I said earlier in the show, and I always say,
you have to like it as a standalone company as well. Wow. That was GoPro. G-P-R-O. Okay. The 800 number, or the dial-in number, is 1-888-627-6008. Please, write down this number. Give me a call now. 1-888-627-6008. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know if you think you have a potential takeover target in your portfolio. Okay? So please give me a call. 1-888-627-6008. The next company I'd like to discuss with you is Capital One Finance Corp. Symbol COF. Charlie Oscar Frank. Currently trading at $95.35. The 52-week high is $106.50. The 52-week low is $83.88. Capital One Financial Corp. is a finance holding company which engages in the provision of financial products and services. Now, I rarely speak about potential takeovers in the banking sector, in the banking space. I found a very good April 13th, 2018 Investopedia article. The writer said firms like Capital One Financial should really benefit going forward with their huge market share. Capital One Financial offers 20 different credit cards now with very low losses due to the technology today that is now saving them from costly loans and from bad credit risks. This article goes on to mention that Capital One Financial is setting themselves up for a sale in the coming years with some big bank wanting their growth, their model, and loan book someday soon at around $125 a share. That's their price target on a potential takeout, $125 a share. Remember, the stock is currently trading at around $95. So I was intrigued by this read. So I did more homework on this name. I had to go back to a February 25th, 2017, DigiDay.com article. DigiDay.com article. Now, that's a year and a half ago. I understand that. Listen to this headline. Why Amazon buying Capital One isn't such a crazy idea. Back then, there was a rumor being circulated that Amazon might be looking to buy Capital One. That's right. The article went on to say that it was only a rumor, and it was probably very unlikely such a deal would go through, if only because the regulatory scrutiny that banks endure would put off any retailer in minutes. But who knows? Who knows? the Trump administration is just decorated with Wall Street executives that can't wait to deregulate banks. The article finishes up by saying that Amazon is the only tech company that needs payments as its core business. And if Amazon wants a bank badly enough and the price is right, Capital One would be a great fit. Crazy town. Wild. Is that an interesting thought? Didn't see that one coming. I did not see that one coming. But like I say, sometimes the bullet that kills you is the one you never see. So let's keep a close eye on COF, Capital One Financial, as a potential takeover target. Wow. Okay. So, you know, so many people ask me when I see them or they call me and they ask me on a regular basis, Bobby, what companies could Apple acquire? Apple Computer, what companies could they acquire since they have over $200 billion in cash? That's right. I believe they have over $200 billion in cash. Well, I found two articles that opined on this subject matter. One went back to May 5th, 2017 on CNBC.com. It mentions a Citigroup report, the big bank. The headline, Citi, the seven companies Apple could buy back then. Again, it was well over a year and a half ago. Citigroup's seven potential takeover targets for Apple. Now, you got your pencil out? You got your piece of paper? Let's put pencil to paper. Number one, Netflix. Number two, Disney. Number three, which I believe is a private company, Hulu. Those are three media firms, Netflix, Disney, Hulu. Number four, Activision. Number five, Electronic Arts. Number six, Take-Two Interactive. Those three I just mentioned, Activision, Electronic Arts, and Take-Two Interactive, are three video game developers. And number seven on the list, last but not least, automaker Tesla. I mentioned that today, and I've mentioned that a few weeks ago as well. So I did a little bit more digging for my listeners in reference to the question that everyone asks about what companies could Apple acquire with the huge amount of cash that they have in the bank. So I found an Investor Place article dated January 18th, 2018. The headline was three of the top Apple Inc. acquisition targets. The reporter of this article mentions that his list of companies thought to be buyout candidates for Apple are quote-unquote troubled technology stocks
with not much else to bolster their prices. His words, not mine. So you got to do your homework. Make sure that you like these companies as a standalone.
1 minute.
His three potential takeover targets for Apple. Twitter. Number one was Twitter, the social media company. Fitbit, the wearable device company. And watches. And number three, we mentioned them today as a potential takeover target. GoPro, the camera and camera accessory company. That was 10 companies that could be potential takeover targets for Apple Computer. Okay? Well, Doug just whispered in my ear that my hour is up. If you want to contact me, please shoot me off an email at rcohen9074@aol.com. That's rcohen9074@aol.com. Send me an email. I want to thank you for listening. Today's October 1st. 1 hour of live takeover talk. And thank you again. And Doug, thank you. Bye-bye.